Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
It is definitely seeing her shadow. We're going to have 6 more weeks officially.
6 more weeks of wonderful winter and lobster eating here in Nova Scotia. The official prediction from Lucy the Lobster.
On the same weekend that Lucy the Lobster saw her shadow, her star was set to rise a little higher thanks to a new book about Nova Scotia's second most famous weather forecaster. First-time author Pam Wambach officially released the kids' book Lucy the Lobster on Saturday, the day before Groundhog Day. It's about the clairvoyant crustacean who crawled into the international spotlight in 2018, challenging Shubenacadie Sam for supremacy among wildlife weather predictors. In real life, Lucy is the official mascot of the Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl, a month-long festival every February celebrating Nova Scotia's biggest seafood export.
It's a book for kids of all ages, right? A really tough one to learn to read on. For kids from 2 to 92, we're all kids at heart, right?
Featuring fun illustrations by Chad Thompson, Lucy the Lobster follows Lucy as she pops her head out of the water one day in her home waters of Barrington and meets Gilbert the Groundhog. Gilbert is looking to retire as the local once-a-year weather forecaster, but he can't find a replacement, so Lucy volunteers.
It's my take on how Lucy became famous. She's not like any other lobster. She's different, right? There's always different lobsters. There's blue lobsters. There's calico lobsters, right? Lucy was different, but she just wanted to be famous. She just wasn't sure how it was going to happen. And a chance opportunity came along. And the moral of the story is that if you stay the same, you know, change is scary, but so is staying the same.
The book has been out for just a month, and Wambach says she's amazed by the response.
It's been fantastic. Because like I said, it's a passion project for me, a personal passion project for me. So it's not, I'm not an author. It's not my full-time job. But I also wanted it to showcase the destination of Southwest Nova, and in particular Shelburne County. It's my home, right? Pride of place for that one. So in the back of the book, there's also a little bit of, you know, fun facts about lobsters to educate people, and also creating awareness about Shelburne County and Barrington as the lobster capital of Canada. The Lobster Crawl Festival and the Shelburne County Lobster Festival as well. So to shine a light on that.
Wambach, whose full-time job is in communications with Tourism Nova Scotia, has been involved with the Lobster Crawl since it began. Her passion for lobster is reflected in her website, Lady Loves Lobster.
You know, growing up near Shelburne, I've been surrounded by lobster my entire life. Growing up in a lobster community, lobster family, you know, eating lobster.
Wambach has promotional events lined up in Mahone Bay, Shelburne, and Bridgewater over the next few weeks.
You know, I'm probably one of her biggest fans. The real Lucy the Lobster, she's an international superstar. She's been in CNN, she's been on blog posts across Europe, she's been in the Miami Herald, you know, so we need to celebrate her and showcase her, and that's kind of what I wanted to do. I kind of joke because I've got some people that keep saying, what's your next book? I'm like, next? I never anticipated one. But who knows? Like I said, I never expected one, so you never know.
Lucy the Lobster is available at bookstores around Nova Scotia or online. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.